Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. Y'all, I am so happy to be with you today. This is an episode I've been dreaming of doing. So, but before we dive into today's conversation, I got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tis the season for all things spring activities and all the end of the year things. School are ramping up and everything's just like busy. Y'all know I'm all about finding space for rest every single week, and therapy can help give you that self-awareness to manage your schedule in a way that doesn't drain your battery. My counselor has been so helpful for me in this. I saw her just last week, and even thinking about like how do you slow down in a city like New York was so helpful to me. So I would encourage you, give BetterHelp a try. They've made it super easy for you. It's done entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So it's simple to get started. Your session can be done from right at home. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. We love a quiz. And you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, because finding the right match for you is really important too. Find that social sweet spot and get more rest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, today on the show, I get to talk with my friend Eddie Kaufholz as we continue our year in review series. As you know, this year we're celebrating 10 years of the That Sounds Fun podcast. So in honor of this anniversary, our plan was for every month, Eddie's going to join me and help us recap each year. Today, we talk about 2017, but we don't, because Eddie and I just keep talking about some other really important things that happened, all the latest news in our lives. For example, he's launched a new company. For example, I got to go to SNL in New York and I had to tell Eddie all about it. So one of my favorite episodes we've ever done, and I think you're going to enjoy it too. So here's my conversation where Eddie and I just keep talking with my friend, Eddie Kaufholz. That sounds fun. Eddie Kaufholz, welcome back to That Sounds Fun for the 112th time or something.
Annie, it is truly an honor to be here. Let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. We're supposed to recap 2017. I would like to. Yeah. It was a great year. Was there a pandemic that year? No.
I don't think so.
And yeah, so we're great.
We knew each other. Kids were healthy. I was 37.
I was also 37.
Yeah. So
this is the thing about us. Yeah, we're good. Eddie, you've started a new company.
Oh, this can't be what we start with.
100%. Emails for Pillar are so strong. I've told you, Pillar was my favorite hard rock band of my life. So having another Pillar in my life feels so beautiful and good.
Okay, what was the hard rock band? I'm not trying to defuse, but I did not know this. I don't know that
yes,
I knew Pillar.
They're a Christian hard rock band, and I loved them.
That seems on brand. Do you know
it what was the one wildest? It's one of the wildest decisions of my life, but I thought they were wonderful.
Do you know that what my first band in high school was called?
What?
Red Letter. And do you want to know why it was called Red Letter?
Does it have to do with Jesus talking?
It has to do with the DC Talk song called Red Letter, which is about that.
Wow. Wow, Eddie. Oh, I love that so much.
I remember as upset as I was in college one time, or no, in high school, they called us the Red Letters. It was like on that thing you do when they called them the Oneaters.
Oneaters, yeah, like, Oneaters.
The Red Letters? No, we're just Red Letter. There is no definite article.
What do you play? What did you play in the band? What was your role?
I'm going to give you multiple choice. And
okay.
And let's start with knowing that I am a average white male growing up in the evangelical 90s. What did I play in the band?
Guitar.
Yeah, you want to go a step further, and what kind of guitar?
We got a bass, we've got an electric, we've got an acoustic.
And he loves Bebo and he loves Third Day. And
yeah, he's acoustic. Yeah. He's the are you also the lead singer?
One of. There were two of us. I sang a lot.
Yeah. Oh, harmony. You sang the harmony. Great.
Enough about that. Give
us the first name of the other guy.
James.
And James.
Then there was Tyler as well. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Great. How are they?
They're doing great.
Great. Are they still in Florida?
No. I don't think so. One's in North Carolina. I'm not sure where James is. But
well, whenever Red Letter gets back together. Man, had I known this before we planned the Ryman on August 11th, we'd have had Red Letter opening.
Let me just say, I'm pretty sure they're available.
Okay, well, it's worth a check.
Our tour schedule is wide open. Wide open.
You're already booked on the 11th. Sorry, bud.
Oh, yeah. I got a whole thing to do. Okay, Pillar.
Okay, Pillar. explain to us Pillar that you've started, because it looks so cool. The email you sent this week of like, what is Pillar? And you explained it beautifully.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Annie. So basically, I have a lot of really talented friends that I have gathered through the years of doing creative work. And I have pulled us together into a little group to basically form a side hustle agency. So like creative and marketing agency. So
yeah.
We are all working at our jobs. Some of them work at like big fancy places and do like all, but everybody's got some time to do like, I would love to do, help out this organization. So like right now we're pulling together a prospectus for this amazing nonprofit startup, and it's me and Ben, and we're working together in the evenings, and it's
great.
Awesome. And then also it's like less expensive for the client, and it's really fun for us, and we get to dip our toes in different things. So like, I went ahead and just started a marketing and comms agency. Why wouldn't I, Annie?
Why wouldn't you?
Pillar.
Everybody needs stuff to do. Oh, I'm thrilled about it. What's the website?
Pillargroup.co.
That's fancy. Not a .com, you're .co. I mean, you're trendy.
But listen, it's really hard, Annie, trying to figure out the voice of a professional and trying to be like, I'm still me, but I don't want to be funny. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do
right.
I want to be? Everything is a decision of like, how do I do this in a way that's like honoring the business more than it's honoring me just wanting to make my little jokes all the time. But I've been really happy with it. We've got great clients and it's been just really fun. And I get to, my favorite part is like, I have really fun creative friends that we've all dispersed and work at different places. And now we get to like get together and do some little fun project. And it's great. You're sweet to bring it up, Annie. Right. Thank you.
Oh, man, I'm thrilled about it. I knew we had two big announcements today. One of them was Pillar.
One of them was Pillar. The other one, I don't know how to start this.
I don't even know how to start this. When I tell you all I've thought about for 15 to 17 days is this moment right here.
You and I have been in an ice cold, because I know, but we haven't talked.
We haven't.
We've just been waiting for it. So how do we start this? We start with
do we start with the text? No. You say, do we start with the text I sent you, maybe?
I do want to start with the text that you sent me.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago, approximately, I sent you a text at 10:30 on a Saturday night. Dear listener, that is abnormal for Eddie and I. That's abnormal.
It is also not abnormal that I didn't reply to the next day because I was already asleep.
Yeah.
10:30, we have a dog. I'm out of here.
Oh, well, we have a third announcement. You have a dog.
Fine. Baby
what
Higgins.
Have you done?
Baby Higgins, that's its baptized name. You can call him Higgins, but Baby Higgins is his Christian name. And he's a sweet boy, but he's also a baby. So we're getting up one or two times a night. Anyhow, I'm asleep. Apparently, I get a text. So I wake up. Now, it's important to know that this text came in on a Saturday night.
That's right.
Around
10:30 Eastern.
We do not evening text. Is not normal. So I get up the next morning and I see the text. And Annie, what is the text?
These are the exact pictures I'm going to put on Instagram today because I have not shown them at all. I sent you a picture of me with a ticket to Saturday Night Live.
I could not. That ticket is the most iconic.
Like, and they keep it. You're going to get to ask me so many questions. They keep the ticket. I do not know why the Lord loves me enough to give me the idea to take a picture of it to send to you, but I do not have the ticket. They keep it.
That is the most iconic.
That's the part.
Piece of paper.
I know.
Like,
you can, they don't let you have it.
You can buy shirts with that piece of paper on it. Like, okay.
When you exit, oh God, there's so much to talk about. When you exit into, you have to exit into the NBC store.
30 Rock Lobby. I know. Can we do the whole thing in order? Because I need to go in order.
Yes.
This is my show. 2017.
Yeah, now take over. Yep.
2017, heck of a year. So proud of you. Annie of Downs had been on for a while. Literally.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
That's what this show was about, was celebrating 10 years. This show, we interrupt our regularly scheduled broadcast because a life dream came true for one of us.
A life dream came true for both of us.
Now, you get a SNL ticket, which notoriously is one of the hardest tickets in all of the planet to get, outside of like getting a ticket to the Masters, maybe, is
there
harder.
There are 200 seats. That's it.
200 seats. And there's a rehearsal, which you did not get because you had already been, you missed it. You were showing me the ticket after
that's
the rehearsal.
Dress
rehearsal, which would be great to get. And then there's the real show.
That's right.
How do you get a real show ticket? Can we say this?
So, yeah. Well, what I can say is that the show I got to go to was Ryan Gosling and Chris Stapleton. And so, what happens is you and I have friends on the Chris Stapleton tour.
Correct.
That are like work for Chris Stapleton. And so great. When people from Nashville are in town, you tend to see them. So I had said, I mean, in a world where there's any extras, of course there's not. Right. There's never going to be any extras.
Right, of course.
And I was told, thank never. You for asking. There is no way. I said,
and our great. Friend, who's the best, gets us into all kinds of stuff and is super generous. I have been to so many Chris Stapleton concerts. Just crazy generous with this world he gets to live in.
Certainly.
He has given me, because he's been to SNL before, has given me stuff from SNL. Like, like right? Very excited. So he's like very generous. So you text him and ask?
When I'm telling you, I sent a text to some people in the industry the day they announced Chris Stapleton would be on SNL, and I knew I was going to be in New York. I said,
oh, Chris Stapleton.
Please.
Oh.
I directly texted Chris. No, I didn't.
When do you hear about
that? So all weekend long, it's you don't have a ticket. Great.
Yeah, no,
Thank you for even keeping my phone number after I made this ask.
Yeah.
I get home from dinner that Saturday night, and I think, just don't wash your face.
Just
put your pajamas on, but keep your makeup on until 10 or 10:30 just in case.
God, that is hopeful and thoughtful.
I was so hopeful. I thought this is my only shot. I can't imagine another time where the overlap of a band that I know on SNL and AFD at NYC are going to overlap. I just had no idea if this would ever happen again.
No, unless Gary Haugen gets to host SNL. Like this is certainly. The closest thing I have.
Certainly.
To it. Was Gary Haugen the right joke? I want to
No, people are into that.
I want to work on it. Okay.
The only other one I'd suggest would be Mickey Mouse because you used to live in Orlando, but I think Gary Haugen's closer.
Yeah, but what would be a good one for us? Well, who would have been a funny, like, for us? John Eldridge?
Yeah.
Would that work for you?
Okay, so I am sitting on my couch, face done, pajamas on.
Okay.
And a text rolls in at 8:30 and says, can you be at 30 Rock by 10 p.m.?
Of course.
Oh. When I'm telling you I was staying, I mean, I texted you I was in the building by 9:30.
Of course you are.
And then it just says, here is your big, long piece of paper with a lot of instructions. So I printed one of those out at my apartment. Yeah. I also had it on my phone. And I go and I show the people the paper. Now, last year, I went and saw Seth Meyers also in 30 Rock.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I have seen two NBC shows and I've seen two CBS shows filmed.
Yes.
NBC is light years better of an experience.
Their entire hospitality, like that room that you went in at the beginning to wait is unreal.
Yes. So what did you see that you went in there?
Fallon. I saw Fallon at 30 Rock. So
Yes.
What people may or may not realize is like you go into 30 Rock into like the Tina Fey 30 Rock entrance. You go in. Big gold doors right next to the ice cream store. In you go. Okay.
So. CBS shows you wait outside, by the way. CBS shows you wait outside. Outside of Stephen Colbert, outside of Drew Barrymore, you wait outside. Okay. NBC, you are in 30 Rock.
Okay. You go in and everybody's in line and I'm sure. What are some of the rules? This I don't know. What rules do you...
This is... So I was there pretty early.
Because
I'm all by myself, which I was like, hey, guess what? I would much prefer have a friend to someone to talk to, but I'm not missing this because there's
you
one
gotta.
Ticket.
No.
So here's what I learned at Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Is that they are determining where you sit from the moment you walk in.
Yes.
So there are pages watching everyone. So your girl, Annie, I dressed up. I did my hair. I smiled from start to finish. So you go up to this lobby and it's like a waiting room where people are in line. Mm-hmm. And then you walk into that bigger room you mentioned that's like a lounge. Sofas, chairs, benches. There's all these LED screens that are showing you clips of SNL. There's
tons
of drinks.
And all the while getting you pumped up. Like you like... They
tons
are
of
like,
caffeine.
Right,
they
timing
are,
the pump.
Yes. So but the pages are watching you.
All of them. And they're
and
all
so
dressed
a page
like
comes,
the guy on 30 Rock. 100%. All have the little blue coats and the pin.
That's right. A girl comes over who's a page. She's got her phone in her hand and she's like, okay, so are you in this line or this line? And they like, it's by people's names. Are you in Carrie's line or Sammy's line?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm in Carrie's line. Yeah. And she's like, oh, that's so fun. Are you here from out of town? And like trying to figure out my story.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, I actually live here. This has been so fun. What a dream come true. Right. Do you enjoy working? I am just like buttering her up.
Doing it.
And she said, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you have a great time. Turns around in her phone. Right. And I don't know what she says, but I watch her do it with everyone she meets. And she's sending a text. I can see that. She's texting someone.
Wow.
5 minutes later, someone comes over and says, hey, are you in the Carrie line? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, go ahead and come with me. And I was like, it freaking worked.
Yeah, it worked.
I was nice to this girl. And I can tell the girl who's coming to get me is assessing what I'm wearing to make sure I match what was on the girl's text.
Well, yeah, and also, like, it makes sense because they're casting. They're casting the audience as much
That's
as
right.
anything, right?
They're casting the audience.
We're cutting to Ryan Reynolds out there. We're doing audience questions.
That's
like,
right.
You're seeing the audience, and like, they need to both look good on camera and
That's
also
right.
they're helping the show.
That's so, exactly right.
Okay.
And so then they send me, then there's three sections of that big waiting room.
Yeah.
And they send me all the way to the left.
Okay.
And in what I come to find out is everyone on the left is the people who got to sit on the floor and the people who are in the first two rows of the balcony.
Great.
And so I was in the first two rows of the balcony. I was glad not to be on the floor. That feels like a ton of pressure.
It doesn't matter. I was glad you got a seat where you could see because there are some seats in there that are pretty buried.
That you cannot see.
You got balcony right
So here's
there.
What happens when you get balcony. So, I mean, it takes an hour to get from going into that lobby up to your seat. You probably experienced this with Fallon.
Yeah.
When you get up to your seat in that hour, they have they just know exactly who you are, exactly what your name is, exactly what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And you hand your pink ticket over. I had a pink ticket. You hand your ticket over. They walk you to the seat. Taped across my seat is painter's tape with my name, Downs.
Wow.
And every seat has a name on it.
Wow.
Yes. And so they
now
pull up the tape
crazy.
And they tell you to sit and you sit right in your exact seat. And because I was a guest of the musician, they sat me dead center so I could watch Chris and Morgan and the band. Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation to tell you about one of our amazing new partners, Lumen. I'm so excited to partner with Lumen. I want to live to be 100. Y'all know this about me. Anything that helps me be the healthiest I can be, I am here for. And our metabolism is our body's engine. It is how our bodies turn food we eat into fuel that keeps us going. And Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It is so cool. Okay, get this. Lumen is a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on their app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep, and even stress management. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism. It is so cool. And then Lumen gives you personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you know exactly what's going on in real time, y'all. I'm living for my Lumen. So if you want to take it to the next step in improving your health and getting a lot of information, go to lumen.me, that's lumen.me, and use the code TSF, like that sounds fun, to get $100 off your Lumen. That's lumen.me, and use the code TSF at checkout for $100 off. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this episode. I'm so excited for y'all to get on the Lumen train with me. And one more amazing partner I get to tell you about. This one is for my mini BFFs, and if y'all don't know about KiwiCo already, you're going to love it. KiwiCo delivers seriously fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Each month, my mini BFFs receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities designed to introduce them to exciting science, technology, and art concepts. There is always something new for them to discover, like engineering robots or learning about the science of ice cream. There are 9 monthly programs to choose from, and KiwiCo has something for every kid of any age. Each crate is designed by real experts and tested by kids to ensure that every experience is age-appropriate engaging, and seriously fun. Crates come with everything needed for kids to build, including materials and instructions. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are, too. Seriously, my mini BFFs love their KiwiCo crates. There's this super cute one where you build your own wind chimes. Do y'all know how I feel about wind chimes? I love them so much. Or there's another one where you get to grow a plant and decorate the planter. Literally, every crate is so cute and helps teach kids something new too. I love that finishing a KiwiCo project also gives these kids like a moment of pride and accomplishment and sparks creative confidence. And KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code ThatSoundsFun. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code ThatSoundsFun. Sounds fun. Remember, that link and every other link you could ever hope for are in the show notes, or we'll send them to you every Friday in the AFD Week in Review. So make sure you're getting that email. You can also sign up for that in the show notes below. Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with MasterClass. MasterClass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best and become your best. MasterClass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access MasterClass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with MasterClass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. Okay, now back to this conversation with our friend Eddie. That
sounds fun. Okay, so you walk into the
studio. So that's how I got in my seat.
So no. So you walk in the room though. Is there music on yet? Like how live is the room? How sparky is the room when you walk in?
It is when I walk in, I'm only probably of the 200, I'm probably the 40th person to sit. Okay. And the band is all there. Also, the studio is tiny.
Yeah. I've heard
it
people
is so
are
much smaller than I would have ever dreamed.
Very small.
It is. So you walk in, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this is everything I've seen on TV. But I would have pictured it being three times this big.
And it's
everything
all
is stacked on top of each other.
Right. And gets pushed into each other. Like, you know,
that's
you're
right.
watching the news.
That's
you
right.
Know, you're, and this and it's has been, on home base. Yeah.
That's right. This has been true of all the live shows I've gotten to see is once you're sitting and all the tickets to the Jimmy Fallon's, to the Colbert's, to all those are free. We'll link to the website. It's theoneiota.com and you can go and you sign up and you get free tickets. So
totally.
All of them have been, I just signed up because I wanted to see the shows when I live there.
Of course.
And once you're sitting in the room, then it is just like a carnival for your eyes. You can just like watch these guys who work here moving sets around, watch the band warming up, watch the SNL band warming up, watch actors coming in and out. I mean, it is wild.
I mean,
it is wild.
So at that point, stage is clear. They're doing,
and it's 11 o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock. So what's happening behind the scenes, right, is that everybody's in Lauren's office. They're rewriting and doing final touches on the show and picking sketches.
Because they've done the dress rehearsal and they're kicking out some of the sketches and changing some of the other ones.
And you're watching up front there. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it cold? I've always assumed it's cold.
It is cold. Yeah.
Okay.
I wore a sweater on purpose because I was cold when I went to Seth Meyers.
Yes.
And so I knew it was probably going to be cold.
Gosh.
So then they start. It's getting to be 11, 11:15. They're starting to set. The show starts at 11:30 for people who don't know. The show starts at 11:30.
Yeah.
So then they start setting up the first skit, and it is right in front of the monologue stage. The monologue stage tucks under the band, and when they start setting it up, Eddie, immediately I'm like, it's the alien skit. It's right.
I see. Yes.
And I knew because they set the three chairs and then a desk, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the alien skit. This is the skit that Ryan is one of the ones he's most known for.
Okay, so home base where the person comes out and does the monologue, there's a stage set there because that's where they're doing this, the main sketch, which is the alien sketch. Kate McKinnon, three people have been abducted by aliens. Kate McKinnon has had a very different experience than the other two people.
Yes.
Of this, this is the cold open, so the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds, who's the host, does a rare thing and actually is a part of the cold open. Not Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is the soccer boy.
Ryan Gosling. Why can't I do that? Yeah, Ken.
It's a three. Yeah. So let's just pause. On your SNL, you got to see a classic Kate McKinnon sketch.
I couldn't believe it. I'm telling you, I leaned over. I didn't know anybody, but of course I talked to the people next to me. I leaned over to the girl and I said, I think her name was Ella. I was like, Ella, we're about to see the alien sketch right in front of our very eyes. And Kate McKinnon isn't even on this show anymore.
And of course, she's going to be on it. So you know,
yeah, because of Ken and because of Barbie, right? Yeah. That's what I figured. Yeah. Oh, I was thrilled. But I'm telling you, the thing that blew my mind is so when you're sitting, as the show starts, there are TV screens everywhere because they want everyone in the So the challenge is, Annie, don't look at the TV screens. Look at the actors. Even if you can see the TV screen better, this is your one shot maybe in your whole life. To look at the actors while they're doing an SNL sketch.
Right there.
And so to the left of them, so imagine them if from where I'm sitting, if Chris Stapleton and the music is at 12 o'clock, this sketch and the main stage is at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, standing in front of me toward the end of the sketch, there suddenly is this crowd of like 30 people wearing all black. Huh. And I was like, I wonder what they are. They look like crew, men and women. What are they doing? Yeah. So as soon as the sketch ends and the Saturday Night Live starring starts on the TV, there is this woman who looks about my age.
Yes, blonde
big
hair.
Curly hair. Yes, how do you know this?
I know everything about this show.
Oh,
keep
going.
You
do. She grabs Ryan Reynolds, and for the entire show, she pulls him everywhere and like runs with him.
Yeah.
So she grabs Ryan and is gone, and then all these 30 people come over and they remove the alien sketch setting.
Yeah.
And it is gone. And then they roll out the stage in front of the band. And then there's the monologue stage, exactly where the aliens just were.
Okay. A couple of questions. There are some questions that I have about this opening that I've always wanted to know.
Great.
It's a very specific thing. So there's two things. One, the band is playing the song live, right? The opening title live, right?
Yes. They are playing.
They're playing the whole thing live, which means they're sunk up to the video, which means there's got to be like a count in the video because it's going, right? And you don't see Daryl Hammond, who's the announcer, right?
No.
He's not there. I don't actually think he is there. I think that's pre-recorded, but that's there. Okay. There's a crazy
thing. I did see the clock that they go by.
Oh, my gosh. Hanging from the ceiling that drops
down. Couldn't believe it.
Okay. Here's a question I have. When you watch the show live, there is 30 seconds till local news preview, black, then you hear a laugh, and then it goes, it's in black. You hear the end of the laugh, like a, and then like they're up in the cold open, and then people go wild. What is that laugh? What happens right before they start? Is somebody warm you up? What?
It's not real. We did not laugh.
You're silent.
Yeah. I think they're having us clap. I feel like I remember us clapping. Or something, but it is, I mean, it literally is like, we're on in 10 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then they go. I do not remember them having us laugh. So Michael Che came out.
Yes.
Michael Che came out and welcomed us, but it was very like, so glad you guys are here. But it was 10 minutes before the show started. Like the alien scene was not even set when Michael Che came out.
Okay, so Che comes out, does a little bit of like warm up, like chat,
but not even funny. Like it's Seth Meyers, it was a comedian, and it's Stephen Colbert, it was a comedian. This was, hey, I'm Michael Che. We're so glad you're here. You made a great choice. I've seen all the skits; they're really funny. It's a funny night. Our writer's killed. We're toward the end of the season. It's the 49th season. Like he's just killing time.
Yeah, just being personable,
being Michael Che, just giving us a chance to see Michael Che. And then actually Kenan Thompson and three of the girls came out and sang a song.
Yeah, I've heard they do that. It's just pure warm up. It's just pure
Yeah, they just sang a song and then they went away. But we didn't do a laugh before that opening thing that I remember.
So the laugh is not real. Okay,
I don't think so.
Laugh up to black, then they do that. And then you're
the cold
stage.
Open.
So then the monologue happens. For those that have not seen it, the monologue is happening. He's doing a little bit of like, the whole idea of the monologue is like, he's getting rid of the Ken character and he's leaning into his new Fall guy who he's starring with Emily Blunt with.
Yes. Yes. And so when she comes out.
So do you see her? Is she over on Chris's
stage?
So you see
her, she's to the side. Yes. She's right in front of Chris's stage. That's exactly right.
Oh, cool.
And so I didn't know it was her right at first because she had on all black, just like all the crew standing there. Yeah. But then once they put her on stage and then she leaves stage and comes back. And because you remember he started by singing a Taylor Swift song. So watching them shove the piano to him.
I mean,
these people are crawling on the ground, shoving a piano over and then pulling it back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really cool. It was really cool. So then she comes up and they sing a song together. And then we've got Chris Stapleton here with us tonight. Y'all stick around. There's a great show. And then curly blonde head lady grabs Ryan Gosling like he is her 4-year-old that is in trouble at the mall and runs off with him to go change clothes.
She literally, this woman's job, that is her whole job. And she will straight up, she just starts ripping clothes off of him. And like she just, they're like, they always say like all the hosts are like, just she'll tell you where to go. And there's cue cards everywhere. Literally, if you just put your body there.
There's cue cards everywhere.
Everywhere. All written.
I thought there was one set for every play or for every skit. And there's 3 handwritten sets for every skit. So if you're in the sketch and you're looking straight ahead, there's a 12 o'clock set, a 3 o'clock set, and a 9 o'clock set.
And if there's camera movements, they change that. And also, they're handwritten because, who knows why, they could be on a computer screen at this point. The other thing that blows my mind, they are often changing a sketch, the end of a sketch, as the beginning of it starting. So all 3 of those cue cards are all being organized at the same time.
It is. I mean, it's wild.
The workings of how they make this thing happen is crazy.
I saw the one I could see the cards the best on was a skit about a hospital. There was one after the second musical performance is kind of when they do some silly ones, and it was a hospital sketch. But that was the closest one to me.
Yeah.
And so I could see the cards really clearly and see the different colors they use and what they circle and what they underline. I mean, it was really cool. That was a cool part.
From where you were sitting, could you see Lauren like down to the left?
Yes. He moved around. He moved around.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, but yes, he was there a lot, but a lot of times he was kind of moving to different areas. I hope I can describe this well, Eddie. So straight ahead of me is the stage for music, and that stays.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 o'clock is the band, the SNL band, and then a place to do a skit right in front of it.
Yep.
Now, all those people that are sitting on the ground, they're in swivel chairs that are on a pole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so there were a couple times where the skit was so close to them that the front row people had to stand up and they pull those chairs out of the hole in the ground.
No kidding.
And take the chairs away. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So
wow.
Then at 2 o'clock is 2 sets over there that they rotated a couple of times to do different skits.
Real small sets.
Yes, real small ones.
Yeah.
So again, Chris Stapleton's at 12.
Yeah.
To the left at like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock is a cove, and they do, and that's where they did the Beavis and Butthead skit. And then in front of it are 2 other sets that they kind of stacked. So they did a skit, they cleaned it up. They did a skit, they cleaned it up, and then the back one was, so the cameras just moved forward, if that makes sense.
And what I don't always appreciate is it's not like they can be on the left side, cleaning up, moving everything while the right side is happening, because they're live television. You're in a studio.
That's exactly
right. So they're doing all of this in like breaks, commercials.
Because it's only one set of cameras.
Digital
shorts.
That
are swinging back and forth. Yeah, the digital shorts helped them a lot. There was a lot of movement. There was only one in this show.
Wow.
But there was a lot of movement in that one. That one, while that thing's playing on the screen, I was like, I can't watch that. This is, everything is moving below me. Like, every set is being rolled away. And I'm like, they make these every week. They make these walls that look like a hospital.
Every week. Sometimes day of. They finish those schedules. They start building that whole, everything you saw, they start building on Thursday, if they're lucky, if they're really on the ball. I mean, it all happens. So, and underneath you, they're getting dressed. So all the dressing rooms are underneath the stage.
Yes. Yes.
But people are just popping out. Okay, so obviously we have to talk about how freaking awesome was Chris Stapleton.
Yeah,
isn't
he was so great.
Perfect.
He's incredible live. Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable recorded. He's unbelievable live. He sounded amazing. Oh. He and Morgan together are so good. I'm very, very grateful that that camp was so generous to me.
Annie, I have a million more questions, but I don't know what we're supposed to do in the show, but my gosh.
Just keep going. This is our one chance maybe in our whole, I mean, I really hope you and I get to go. I mean, I'm going to try to win lottery tickets again.
Oh, I'll try
for it. And I would love for you and me and Bree to get to go.
I'll go in my life.
Yeah. Yes, you will. You will.
Okay. So that's going back and forth. So when you're watching, I was curious when you're watching a digital short, of which there was one on that.
Yeah.
They're just doing a bunch of like set changes, things moving around.
Yes.
Like, so,
yes.
But the audience is watching, but it's kind of
quiet. Yeah. And the volume is up. You can hear the digital short.
Because they're also grabbing people laughing. We hear audience laugh.
Oh,
during
maybe,
a digital
yeah.
short. So there's some measure of like, you're still on.
Yes.
Okay, so the digital short happens, then Chris happens, and then right away, like after Chris is done, have
weekend
they already
update.
Set up the weekend update desk, which...
No, they set it up in that commercial between...
Oh.
Because you remember Ryan Gosling is standing in front of the SNL band when he introduces Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yes.
That's where weekend update happens.
I've never
they
put
roll
that, together.
That stage back again, just like they did for the aliens.
Yes.
And they set Weekend Update right in the center. So it is literally right in front of the saxophone player.
Got it. Yeah, Lenny. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So right away, so Chris Stapleton ends, people go nuts.
Yes.
Commercial, then come back, opening to Weekend Update. Weekend update happens, and is it pretty small desk, right? It's all small. Like, but does it feel small?
Yeah, but it feels the size you think it is on TV.
Okay.
That's one of the only things besides Stapleton stage that felt true to size.
Yes.
Is you're like, oh, this is what I picture. This is how big I think it is. It is the whole span of that.
Right.
Area.
Right, because there's no way to do a optical illusion to a drum set or a guitar. You know, you have a scale of that. Okay.
I've
always wondered about Weekend Update. I feel like it's pretty, right, there's 1, 2, 3 cameras, one on each and then one in the center. What I've always wanted to know about Weekend Update is when somebody comes on to do like a guest spot, of which you got a great one, they roll on. Does somebody push them?
Yes. I saw.
Perfect.
I did not see. So a guy rolled in on the Colin Jost side.
Yes.
And then Caitlin Clark, the basketball star, rolled in on the Michael Che side. And I could see, because again, that's at 1 o'clock for me.
Yes.
And I could see her get pushed on and pulled off.
So they do push and pull. I always wondered, because they seem to have like inertia moving in and out. And I always wonder if they just kind of grab the desk
that's
and pull,
right.
But they don't. Somebody gives them a yank.
She got pushed over. Yes.
And you got to see Caitlin Clark, which is
which is really cool. And right next to me were her parents. Not right next to me. Not that one, the seat next to me, but right beside, arm's length. Her parents, her brother and sister maybe, and then the coach. Coach was right there.
Oh, no way. Because the whole team was there. They came out at Good Nights, which we'll get to. So.
Yes.
Okay. So she comes out. I mean, at what point now, you're halfway into the show, we're at 12:15-ish, right? We're halfway into the show. At what point, like, for me, it feels emotional when I'm hearing it. Is there a point where you're like, I'm at SNL? Is it starting to like...
Yeah.
Like, when does it start to realize, like, holy buckets, I'm at SNL?
when Ryan Gosling did his opening monologue.
Yeah.
I had the moment of like, don't ever forget this.
Yeah.
You are getting to be at SNL and you are in the same room as Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And you are watching him do what millions of people around the world are watching him do on television.
Weird. I mean, you're really watching him.
Yeah, so it started then. But Weekend Update was really cool because I like Colin Jost and Michael Che. I think they're funny. You know, what we see on TV is the like green screen behind them.
Yeah.
The little box next to him that shows the picture of whatever I'm talking about. Obviously, they don't really see that.
So
I wasn't emotional as much as I was like, remember what that... Partly, I was like, you have to remember everything to tell Eddie.
Right, because he's going to ask you about it in a very public forum.
Yeah. Okay. But I was like, I was very cognizant of this is a unique opportunity gifted by a dear friend who you might not get to ever do this again.
Yeah. It was kind of remarkable that your friend got to do it, to be completely honest. It's like the hardest ticket.
I know.
So Caitlin Clark rolls on, rolls off. Pretty exciting to see her. Like, she goes
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was cool. She's thought it was fun to see her.
Amazing. And it's also neat that you're at a place where this is, people probably are so tired of hearing me talk about SNL, but it is still the epicenter of culture, no matter what, in a moment. Like, if you're famous, if it's big, like, you're going to show up there at some point at 11:30. So she shows up.
I just did an interview an hour before I'm talking to you with a country artist that's been in the industry a long time. And I said, is there any dreams left? Like, have you done everything? And the answer was, we haven't done SNL. And I'm talking national anthems. I'm talking Grammys. And it was, we haven't done SNL.
Could dream of an SNL stage. Like, like some kid dreaming about it. Watching Dana Carvey. It's like real. All right. So show continues. And at that point, we're rolling now. So it's sketch. And the next notable thing really is Good Nights. So,
Beavis and Butthead sketch. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to tell you about one of our incredible partners, Thrive Cosmetics. I know y'all have heard me talk about the Thrive Cosmetics liquid lash extensions and mascara because yes, I am obsessed, but Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. Their whole line has clean, skin-loving ingredients with foolproof products that make it easy for any skill level to apply. And one of the best parts of Thrive Cosmetics is that for every product purchased, they donate products and funds to help communities thrive. You will also love their highlighter stick, which is made to brighten and open your eyes. It's called the Brilliant Eye Brightener, and it looks like it gives you an instant eye lift. I love using mine. Just apply it to the inner corner of your eyes, and it like magically makes you look so rested and without a lot of effort. And what's cool is you can also use it as an eyeshadow for a perfect daytime glow, or use the metallic shades for an easy smoky eye. It is foolproof formula that makes it extremely easy to apply and blend, and it comes in 16 different shades. Thrive Cosmetics is certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. They have thousands of five-star reviews, so it's really no wonder you see their makeup trending everywhere. Have you given it a try yet, you guys? Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/TSF. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TSF for 10% off your first order. And another amazing partner to tell you about, the Beam Dream Powder. Okay, listen. I am so in love with this stuff. If you're having any trouble sleeping, y'all, Beam Dream Powder works. I sleep so hard when I have some before bed. And today, my friends, get a special discount on their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Okay, here's how it works. Here's what I do. I just mix the powder into hot water or milk. I do like 2/3 water and then just a touch of milk on top. And then I froth it, drink it before bed when I'm reading my book or when I'm watching a show. They have really good flavors like chocolate peanut butter and cinnamon cocoa. And also, they just released vanilla chai. Let's go. It's only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Other sleep aids can leave you groggy the next day, but I'm telling you, Dream never does. It has this powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, and apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and then wake up refreshed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times and my friends and family are all talking about Beam and why it is trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals like my dad and my friends. Listen, we are all loving Beam. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/fun and use the code FUN at checkout. That's shopbeam, BEAM.com/fun and use the code FUN for up to 40% off. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skin care, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to finish up our conversation with Eddie.
So for people that did not see it, there was a sketch where essentially...
Just Google it as well. Watch it.
Yeah, it's easier to do that. But basically the whole idea of it was that there was... It was people dressed like Beavis and Butthead who were not Beavis and Butthead. And the real, the real memorable piece of it is that it was a very rare, like people broke hard. Heidi Gardner, who is very much like stoic, she does not break often, lost it like to a, like beyond
an unrecoverable level.
Yeah. Couldn't even try anymore.
Yeah.
What was it because like they, in the studio?
Oh, people. Well, so Ryan Gosling is dressed as Beavis.
The
joke is, the blonde one, the joke of the whole sketch is they don't realize they look like a cartoon character. They're just, this is what they look like.
Yeah, why are you laughing?
And they're in they're in a TV audience and this is what they look like. And, oh, we're distracting. We're so sorry. So, so they make Ryan Gosling move. So when Ryan Gosling sits down, they're very close to me. This is the cove at my 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I am. Again, I'm balcony, so I'm above them, but I am 30 feet away, I'm very close. Yeah. I'm very close.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, Ryan Gosling is really funny. I wonder what this sketch is. And then when they say Beavis, I was like, oh my gosh, they're doing a Beavis and Butthead skit, which is unbelievable. it's hysterical. So then when he moves and you see Mikey Day sit down dressed as Butthead, I was like, that is so funny. But I can't see his face as well as you can see his face on TV.
Yeah.
But then when Heidi Gardner looks over her shoulder and they show that on the TV that's right above my head, the crowd just lost their minds.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I also wanted to know. Because the real laugh comes with the fact that you're seeing it for the first time.
Uh-huh,
like we laugh. Uh-huh. I've always wondered how they get the audience to do that too, because in theory, the audience has watched it happen, but it's because you're close enough to be able to see what's happening. They're not like shrouding their faces or anything, but you're far enough that when it cuts to one of those many screens, you're really getting it for the first time. So
that's
they kind
exactly
of keep
right.
you almost at a distance where you're still tracking more with the audience than you are than someone in the room. That makes
that's
sense.
That's a perfect way to put it. That's a perfect way to put it.
So
and
you
so,
see
and,
it and
I can't see from where I'm sitting. I can see her and I can see the seat where Beavis and Butthead have sat. I can't see Kenan. Kenan is blocked by a set that had been wheeled.
Got it.
In front, because some of the sets were, however high the balcony is, some of the sets were 2 feet taller than that.
Oh, I see.
So there were times where they were blocking my view from something or another. And the way they had slid it, some set down, it was blocked. I couldn't see Kenan at all. So I could only see Kenan on the TV above me.
Got it. Do they still have the big crane in the middle of the room with the big a camera person on a chair that says Saturday Night Live handwritten in the back?
I couldn't see that, but there is still
the big crane that's
camera
moving around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a person sitting on it also moving?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
No, he's not up that high. He's back wherever the writing would be. He's sitting there and he's kind of directing it like you would a bulldozer or something.
Totally. Yeah, they've changed it over time. There used to be someone sitting at that camera and it was like part of the opening and that person would fly up and around the room.
But no, not anymore.
They don't need to. They don't need a camera that big. Okay, so Kenan's there. Everybody's dying. So that's how they're like cultivating that we're laughing along at the same time. Do you feel in the room, does it feel different? Because
it feels like you are watching a skit people will never forget.
Right.
I realized in the moment, I am getting to see a sketch on SNL that will go down in infamy.
Oh, yeah.
No question. I knew that in the moment.
That, because you'll never see a clip from the Drew Barrymore show you were on unless it was just right? You'll never see, I know who the guests were when I saw Conan or whatever
a
decade and a half ago, but you'll never, but this will, you'll see this. Beavis
we'll
and Butthead, you'll
see
this. Chris Stapleton, you'll see this. Like, it's crazy. SNL makes like history. Okay.
Ryan Gosling broke a lot. He laughed. If you're almost not an time. SNL person, breaking is when the person laughs. Jimmy Fallon's known for it. Yeah, he broke all the time. You're kind of like, okay, Ryan, bro, you've done this a lot.
He was really giggly, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was super giggly really by the giggly. Real one. So, the closing.
The good nights. All right, so good nights are happening.
You're going to love this.
Oh, God, tell me. So I know that the band is playing like piano music and everybody's like clap, clap, right? Are you clapping? Does the audience clap?
Well, you know they do that.
Yeah.
They do like two and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're doing it because everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I've always wondered.
And then once Ryan starts talking, everybody kind of stops.
Because I've heard the clapping and I can see the cast clapping, but then it stops and some people continue. So you're clapping, piano's happening. Tell me everything.
It is everything you want it to be, where there are so many awkward people. One person goes to hug the other person. They turn around and don't realize it. I mean, it is. So if you've never watched it, hey, I'm surprised you're still listening to this podcast, but if you've never watched SNL.
Why have you gotten this far?
If you've joined us for these 35 minutes. So the whole cast is up there, and then any special guests are up there as well with Ryan, and Ryan's thanking everybody.
Wow.
So he thanks the cast and the crew and whatever. And then as soon as he says goodnight, they all start hugging each other and talking to each other.
Yeah, band picks up.
Well, people,
they're playing. Yeah.
Yeah. People kind of are drawn to who they probably normally talk to.
Yeah.
Ryan's hugging a lot of people. Chris and Morgan Stapleton are hugging a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they all stay until there's some signal that I was watching for and still did not see that told them it was off TV. And when they tell them it is off TV, the band still keeps playing, but they go a little bit quieter.
Yeah.
And then people just start walking down the center of that aisle where they go.
Meandering, right? Like, it's not like they're running out. It's just
waving at people, just walking out, saying thanks. And they're just talking to each other and headed to some after party that I was not invited to.
And then another after party. There's two.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So then they're out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's two? Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon used to host one of them. It's like the after party. It's sometimes an unsanctioned thing, but they go well into Sunday.
They'd have to.
Yeah.
Because we're done at 1 o'clock. That was the only downside. Yeah. Is it like 1:15? I was like, well, now I have to get home.
Like, I got to take my face
off. And I don't get to be
now
with my friends. I got to just get in a cab and go home. But I did share my location with the people that were there and said, you're the only person awake right now to know where I am. So I need you to know my location until I get home. And then I will know you are no longer responsible for my life.
Right.
And I got home perfectly fine.
So they meander out. Band kind of dims.
They meander out. And people kind of hang longer than I thought they would. Like, maybe 10 people are left on stage talking. Not Ryan or Emily, but like the Stapletons are still there talking to some of the people in the band and a couple of the crew. I mean, a couple of the writers are still up there, which is really funny because you're like, nobody actually knows who y'all are because we don't recognize your faces. All the actors have gone. What's left are writers. And then when they all leave,
the
lights go all the way.
Aren't up there on TV, though. Do they come up after?
There were some this time.
Huh.
There were people up there that weren't actors. I thought they were writers. Who were they? Maybe they were actors that just weren't on that show?
For yours, there was the Iowa basketball team.
It was dudes. It was dudes right in front, right to the left of 1 o'clock. I'll have to go back and look. You'll have to tell me who they were.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder. But anyhow, but people are meandering and just, there's no like house lights up, everybody get out kind of moment. There is not a
you get to leave yourself.
Right. No, okay.
Just like you did not get to sit yourself, you do not get to leave yourself.
Okay.
First, they remove all the VIPs. And so, which was, spoiler, not I.
Caitlin Clark's
family and coach get up and they get to leave. Someone to my left that I do not know gets up and gets to leave. And then they come and get you row by row.
Wow. Okay. Real gentle exit.
And so they exit because there are three elevators that have no buttons in them.
Yeah.
And they go to the first floor and the eighth floor, I think, whatever we're on. It's 8G and 8H and whatever. So I'm guessing it's 8.
Yes.
So I don't know that.
Yes.
But you get in the elevator and it stops and you get out.
Yeah.
And that's how you get up there, too, is they call your... So I didn't even tell you this part. On the back of the ticket are letters.
Yeah.
This is what I'd learned in Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Is... So... Then when everybody's waiting in that big waiting room with all the caffeine and the chairs and the screens, like you waited in for Jimmy Fallon, they'll say, if you have a 8 on the back of your ticket, will you go ahead and come now? And then they get all the eights. And then I had a TH. No idea what that stands for. If you have a TH, and that was the rest of us that were in that one section, well, then they split you up in three elevators and send you up. Well, the only way to get back down, and that's when you have to turn your phones off, by the way. They won't let you get on the elevator unless you show that your phone is off.
Whoa. Right.
They say, if we see you taking a picture,
we
will delete the picture. We will delete it out of your deleted pictures, and you will be escorted out immediately and never welcomed back.
Wow. Yeah, they're
And so
hardcore.
You turn your phone off, and you do not even, you can't have it out.
Yeah, you don't play.
Once you are from elevator to elevator, no phones.
Wow.
And so they take you out row by row because they can only fit so many people on an elevator.
Of course.
So you just wait in line, and then you get in an elevator, they say, have a great time, and then you go down. And this time you go down and go back kind of to where that lounge is, and then you walk down some stairs and walk into the 30 Rock merch store.
Yes.
And they have t-shirts from the show that night.
Ryan was wearing one during his opening.
He was,
his welcome of Chris, yeah.
I'm just realizing that's the same shirt.
Wearing one of his own shirts, which was kind of fun and funny, and he wore an SNL 49, season 49.
Yes.
So they escort you into an open gift shop, which, by the way, 1:15
at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Right.
It's shocking. And they give you a 10% off little flyer.
Of course. And so what do you buy?
Nothing. I'm sorry to tell you, the line was very long because of how great my seat was. I was one of the last people to leave the room.
Yes,
and
I
so
understand.
The imagine when before Black Friday was 6 weeks long, mm-hmm. and people waited in line to go to Target, and they were all wanted to buy TVs.
Yeah,
that's the mob that was around those T-shirts.
Yeah,
and I was like, I live here. I can come back tomorrow and get something.
Right,
but. You get two bracelets to wear,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what everyone has on different colors. Again, there are so many secrets, we have no idea.
Right.
So I kept my two bracelets. I kept my letter that got me in, and I have pictures. And so I thought I would much rather do like a little frame than buy something at the gift shop that I could come back and get another day, and I wouldn't wear a T-shirt.
Wow. Did you ever see, you never saw your... any of the people that actually got you the ticket, right?
Only to the side. So during Chris's second performance,
mm-hmm.
the whole team that was, the whole Stapleton team got to come out and watch that. So they're kind of standing where Beavis and Butthead were.
Oh, okay, got it.
They're standing right there.
Neat.
And so I could see our friends standing there.
Right, okay.
And I could see our friends looking for me, but couldn't find me, and we can't text each other.
Right, you just,
I was like,
and you don't want to get kicked out.
I see
out.
You
You're
looking.
Like, be cool.
In my mind, I was like calling them with my mind. I was like, I'm right here on the second row, because I could never text them once I was in my seat because my phone has to be off.
Wow.
And I didn't know where my seat was going to be before my phone got turned off. So there was no telling them where I was.
Wow.
And so it was a matter of looking in a sea of 200 to find your one friend that you had been so generous to.
Annie.
Dude.
Dude, that was a great, great thing. Congratulations.
That was so great.
Oh, for people listening who have hung on, who are like moderate SNL fans, but like our show, like, thank you.
Thank you.
I needed all of that. There's just so many little
things.
I know.
Is there anything I didn't tell you? I'm trying to make sure there's nothing I didn't tell you. I mean, that really is a 40-minute recap. That's almost as long as the show.
Well, the thing is, I watched the show after I had already known you were there. So I was watching it, first of all, for you.
Yes.
And figured you had
I know, and I don't think I made it on TV at all.
It would be an outline, if anything. There was a shot behind Ryan when he was doing the opening that I bet, now that I know where you're at, I bet you could find, like, you up there, but
okay. I should go look. There was one when they set up the hospital sketch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll do a commercial and then they'll come back and show the, like, this is about to be the sketch, and then they do another commercial.
Yes,
the camera panned up to the balcony during that, and they got the girl next to me and did not get quite to me. I was so disappointed.
But we might be able to see your
just
shoulder
for memory's sake. Yeah. So.
Oh, Annie, and as a PS...
2017, what a great year.
I mean, honestly...
Lillian, thanks for the research.
Oh, that's right. Gosh, can you read anything from 2017 just as she is...
Well, the rudest part is she put in here about how the Falcons lost to New England Patriots
from that
in the worst
behind.
Super Bowl of my life. Yeah, I was like, that's
good one,
that hurts
Lillian.
My feelings. Yeah.
Well, we'll be back with 2018.
Anyway,
we'll do a proper 2018 recap.
Thank you for letting me talk about that, Eddie. I was dying to tell you.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So, so, and you can win tickets. Most everyone around me had gotten them in the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody waiting in line around me had gotten them in the lottery. And you apply for that in August, I think, right, Eddie? When before the season starts?
Yeah. Yeah. Bree and I both, we've applied for years. Someday we'll get it. It'll happen.
Yeah. That's right. The people were saying, and the interesting thing for y'all listening is when you apply for SNL tickets, you don't get to pick a date. Mm-hmm. It's a lottery. And it's just, do you want tickets to season 50? Okay, then you got tickets for October 12th, and you can't give them to anyone else. Mm-mm. You either say yes or no, and that's it.
And you can't pick whether you want like a dress rehearsal or main show. You just get exactly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a single.
Do you know, I originally had asked our friends for dress rehearsal tickets because I was like, I don't need to see the real thing. I'd like to be in bed by 11:30. I don't need to be at the real thing. But I'm so grateful I got to. I mean, I'm so thankful I got to see the
real thing. There's huge pros and cons to both, but I think it's really cool that you saw like, you'll be able to go back and see that show and watch it differently than everybody else. You and 200 other people.
I mean, the Beavis and Butthead. I was there for a skit that will never be forgotten.
Oh, Annie, that's nuts. Well, I mean, that's it. That's the show. What else?
That's it. That's the show.
To talk about. Thank you for that. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I knew you'd enjoy it. All right, friends, go wash your hands.
Oh, bye, buddies. Yes.
Oh, you guys, isn't he the best? And listen, we were dying to have that conversation. I am so glad it's recorded and it's forever. I hope you enjoyed it. You've got to go back and watch some of those skits of SNL so you can see. And make sure you check out Eddie's new company, Pillar. We'll put the link in the show notes as well so you can go check that out. It is so cool. He's doing incredible work. So two very fun announcements today. Oh, Andy got a dog. We didn't even really get to talk about it. We will when we recap 2018. Don't worry. If you got any questions from the episode today, you can drop them in the Q&A box on your Spotify app if you're a Spotify listener like I am, or send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. We'll try to answer them there. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Nashville, New York, anywhere you need me, that is where you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home, do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me, what does sound fun to me today? Man, I would love to be outside. I think I'm going to go on a walk after work today before I have a little event tonight. So that sounds fun to me, to get outside and get a walk in. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. We are continuing our series that y'all love and that I love of the gospel books. We've done John, Luke, Mark, and Matthew. And Monday, we are talking all about the book of Acts with Pastor of the Pod, Kevin Queen. We're going through the book of Acts over on Let's Read the Gospels podcast beginning May 1st. Remember, this is our last month of Let's Read the Gospels. A perfect time to jump in with us. If you've ever read the Gospels with us, or if this is your first time jumping in, the month of May is the month for you. So we're going to do a deep dive into the book of Acts with Pastor Kevin before we get started, y'all. I cannot wait. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
Two on the microphone, Annie F. Downs in your car to your home. Every week it's something new, a deep talk or an interview. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry. When it's dark out, she's a light. When you're down, get you feeling right. Oh man,
that sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.